I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Roz and Mocha. And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Aiden, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. What's your question for the room?
My question is, if you were forced to live with Maury for 1 year, what's one thing that you would want him to continue doing and one thing you would want him to completely stop doing?
Oh, God. The hardest one is going to be with continue doing.
Question.
Yeah.
During the day, you leave Matthew alone, right?
I'm not allowed to speak to him.
Okay, so I would continue that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then to stop doing, I would say maybe using the barbecue.
Yeah.
Right? Stop cooking on the barbecue.
Wow, I thought there's a million other things I thought you'd say before that.
Like what?
Stop using the internet. Stop.
Okay, but hold on here. The question is not if we were in a romantic relationship together. The question is if we just live together.
Yeah. I don't care what you do on the internet.
I would encourage that. Right?
Yeah. So it'd be to continue to not talk to me.
Also, I could use the barbecue for just myself.
But then stop using the barbecue.
Yeah, I would say that I would be such an incredible enabler, Maury. You know, like I would be like, you know.
Will you forward him links to websites and
stuff? Yeah, all that stuff. Right?
Your browser history would be wild.
Yeah, like what's that one that you told me about? Feet, Maury?
Oh, WikiFeet.
Is it? Yeah. WikiFeet.
There
was another one that was that I saw the other day. Foot Finder, I think it was. Can you find out if that's a real thing? Go on your phone
is
right
it
now.
Foot
look.
Finder or Footster or something like that. Oh, did you guys see the video? There was a guy.
I think it was Foot Finder.
That he claimed you surprise his mother with like a new Benz or something, a new car.
Right.
And he said what she doesn't know is that the money I made off of selling pictures of her feet on this website.
I think that that's what it was.
It was Foot Finder.
I think it's Foot Finder.
Yeah, yeah. It's an actual website. It's called Feet Finder.
Feet Finder.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should I go on that more? Take a look. You see my feet. My feet are gorgeous. Oh, I shouldn't say it. I lost another toenail over vacation though.
Warning.
I don't know. What?
Warning. I am not allowed to look at it at work.
Oh, did the warning come up?
Yeah.
You go on your phone. Just go on your phone. Stop using Wi-Fi. Just use your regular data.
Yeah.
Feet Finder. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna text Matthew after and be like,
just so you know, this is exactly what it would be like if I lived with Maury. Like what I'm doing now, right?
A warning on my phone too.
Yeah, what I'm doing now. Yeah. This is exactly what I would do all day long. Hey, Maury, I heard of this cool website. You should check it out. Like it's. I sent Maury a video over the holidays, which was whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Right, but only it was whack-a-mole, but like glory holes, right? So the game took place in a fake bathroom stall, right?
Oh,
like with no door, and the wall had all these holes on it, and you had to be in there, and when you saw one come out, you had to try and grab it.
Wait,
this
is
like
a
real game show.
How did this come across your phone?
What's that? Well, because Catherine does the same thing to me that I do to Maury
to
keep me occupied. No, I'm joking. I don't know. To be honest with you, when I look through Instagram, like every now and then on Instagram, I will go to the Discover page, which I never do. And I think realistically one time I think I clicked on like a booby model.
Uh-huh.
Right. And now it's forever now. And this is I'm talking years ago because I don't look at booby models on my phone. Right. Like
except
what's
that one time.
What's the point? Yeah. Except that one time. Right. And now my Discover page is literally only booby models.
That's completely different than mine.
Like I'm not even.
Yeah. What's on your Explore page, Maury?
My Explore page is. Oh my gosh, like just a ton of shirtless models, like this one here.
Well, good thing I can't see. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That guy works out.
That guy works out. He looks healthy, that guy.
So there you go, Aiden. I don't know if that's the answer is kind of like in line with what you had in your mind, but.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Take care. Right on, Holmes.
Cecilia wants to know what the best birthday gift you ever received is. You guys remember?
Best birthday gift. That's a really good question. My head, see, I never go back and think of like kid stuff. Like whenever somebody says, what's the best birthday gift? Like I think adult.
Yes.
Do you think adult or do you
think
kid?
No, I think adult now.
You think adult.
Yeah. And like every year, Jenna always like levels up.
Yeah.
And when I think that she's not paying attention to something
right.
that I'm interested in for Christmas, I get that thing. Like past year, there's this one tripod, this handheld tripod that I wanted for my camera.
Right.
And I was watching a YouTube video on it, and I was really into it. And I think maybe she saw that I was watching it because I had mentioned, oh, man, that looks sick. I want one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for my birthday, what shows up? That tripod.
See, Catherine could never do that with me.
Why?
Because I would just buy it.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Like, I don't,
you get it.
I don't, yeah. If I see something I like, I just click add to cart, right? Like, that's like, I don't give her any clues. Like, you're like a clue guy. Like, you are like, look at something and be like, oh man, that's sick. I want that, right? And then,
okay, but here's the thing though. Like, in that moment, I wasn't saying it. I was just watching the video, right?
No, what I mean,
but I wasn't saying it to give her a clue.
No, 100%. What I'm saying is that you are better than me.
Oh,
right? In the sense that, I don't actually say that stuff out loud, right? Like, I don't share that kind of stuff. If I see something cool, I literally just hit add to cart. When it shows up, Catherine's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's this cool thing. Like, I don't do, like, I don't have those, like, conversations, I guess, right? We don't talk about like, stuff like that, which is weird because Catherine does. But Catherine is way easier to buy for than I am.
Yeah.
Like, way easier. I'm so tough to buy for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm impossible to buy for, and I understand that, and that's why my expectations are always like super low, but she always winds up, you know, knocking it out of the park. But so let's say kid gift. Okay. Let's say kid gift.
I was gonna answer more of an adult one because there was a super cool one that my grandmother gave me
a few years ago.
She gave me a bag full of birthday cards that my mom had written and emailed to her over the years for me, and I wasn't allowed to have them.
Wait,
she
what?
She kept them.
Emailed? So
mailed.
Oh,
mailed.
Oh.
Like my real mom would write birthday cards and mail them to my grandmother when I was younger, and my grandmother kept them all.
But did your grandmother ever give them to you? Like, did
all
you ever? Did
at
you
once,
ever, did,
a few
no,
years ago.
No, but she never, she like.
No, my dad said no.
Oh.
So she held on to them for like years and years and years and years, and then there's no money in any of them.
Right.
Oh, that's what you took away from it?
Yeah. What kind of stuff was she saying in them?
Oh, just, you know, happy second birthday. Love you. We'll always love you, mom. Happy third birthday. Love you always, mom.
Yeah.
Happy fourth birthday. Love you.
Was it just always the sort of same kind of thing?
Well, except the number changed. Yeah.
Right. Right. And did you cry when you read these?
No, I was like,
you were disappointed. You were disappointed that there wasn't any money, right?
Yeah, I thought there'd be like a check.
What did you think? You thought the check or cash?
Cash, like $5, $10 kind of thing.
Really,
I think Nana took it all because they were all opened.
Oh, Nana totally. Yeah.
Yeah, Nana totally pocketed all that money.
It's almost worth it to reestablish a relationship with your mother to find out if Nana's a thief.
Hey, can I tell you what? My grandmother's turning 90 this coming year.
Yeah.
And
that's
so
old.
Tell me if this is good. So for her birthday, I found a super old picture of her in a bikini. And I was going to blow it up like super large and give that to her for her birthday.
Bro. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's
brilliant. Yeah,
is that okay? Like a picture of yourself?
She will love that.
Yeah. Huge.
Love it. Huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frame it.
No, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm printing like five of them so everyone in the family gets a blown-up picture of Nana in her bikini.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Grandson of the year.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, give one to me too.
How'd
she look? Good?
Very.
Yeah.
Can you bring one in here? We'll hang it in the studio?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure, you're being so facetious.
So when you were a kid, best gift, I'm trying to think. Like, it was never a trip. It was never anything like that. Christmas was always the big time, but I'm trying to think of specifically birthdays, right?
I think one year I got like a remote control car that like all the other kids in the neighborhood had, and then I destroyed it like a month later.
Yeah.
My dad never bought me a replacement.
Maybe like a wrestling doll?
Oh,
I probably thought was the coolest gift ever at the time.
My dad gave me a math machine.
Jesus. Yeah. Did your grandmother steal that too? Obviously. We had bikes. So, you know, the bikes that my brother and I had, right? My bike, you remember the bikes that used to look like big giant motorcycles that had a tank on them? Do you remember those bikes?
No.
Did any of the kids in your neighborhood have those bikes?
No.
So it had like a fake plastic tank on it. Like, we had these bikes that had like long seat, big tank. Like, it looked like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
That it was heavy as hell.
But you still had the pedal.
You still had the pedal. The tank was plastic. Yeah. But other than that, the bike was like very much real and it looked like a motorcycle. My parents bought my brother and I matching bikes because they bought us matching everything, even though we weren't twins.
3 years apart.
They got us these matching bikes. I think that was probably the coolest gift that I ever got because I wanted that thing so bad.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find a picture of it. Shem, what's the coolest gift you ever got?
Wow. Coolest gift. Oh man. Okay, so I don't know if I should say this, but I'll say it anyways. My dad got me what I thought were like the coolest pair of shoes, these Reebok shoes. They were all whites, they had like red in the soles, and it was just really, really cool. Maybe I played basketball a lot when I was growing up. So I was like, oh, this is pretty dope. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Until I looked at the shoe just a little bit closer and realized that Reebok was actually Redbok.
No. From my dad.
And so you go from the high of saying, oh, wicked, until my dad got me a Redbox shoe. And the worst part is that he tried to like play it off, Redbox. Like, oh, yeah, it's a new thing. Yeah. I'm like, no.
He bought it like a flea market or something.
Yeah,
like from flea market. Or he got it at Byway.
Yeah, it was the worst. Yeah. So it was the real high and the real low. So.
I remember going to the flea market and like seeing a table full of like Tommy Hilfiger shirts.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, man, these are sick. And it was like $3 for $25, right? And then I asked the guy selling, I'm like, yo, are these authentic? And he's like, yeah, no, they're real. They're real Tommy Hilfiger. Look at the front. It says Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
But then when you picked up the shirt and you look at the tag, it said like Fruit of the Loom.
No, come on. Really?
Yeah, this is fake Tommy's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, man.
Did you find the bike?
Give me one second. It's the Kent XX.
Here, we'll just continue. While you find that, yeah. I'm going to go on to the next question from Ed. If you were to be a household tool, what would you be and why?
Oh, for God's sake.
Like an appliance.
Like an
appliance. Well, you didn't say appliance. It said household tool.
Like no, I'm asking tool. You, like, does an appliance fit into this? Because I was going to say coffee maker because then everybody can't wait to see you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess you could say, sure, coffee maker's fine, I guess.
Maybe a toaster? Doesn't get used every day.
No, but then you heat up all the, like, you're all sweaty and stuff.
Yeah, and crumbs, and people don't take care of toasters.
Nah.
You need to be something that you take care of, or that somebody, you know, like a hairdryer or something like that, get action every day.
Sure.
Right, people are pissed off when you break. If you go on vacation and they forget you, they're like a vacation ruined kind of thing. Like, I'd want to be something that somebody couldn't live without.
Like the shower head.
I guess. Sure.
Yeah, fine. Fair enough. Showerhead.
Showerhead's good.
Yeah, I'm going with hairdryer on that one. Yeah.
I'm sticking with coffee machine.
Okay.
All right.
Coffee machine.
Shem, do you have an answer?
You don't have to, man.
Vacuum.
Vacuum?
No, yeah, man. No.
Nobody,
why would you
scare cats.
What do you mean? Forget the cat. Who cares?
No, but like,
clean.
Yeah, but still, then, you know, like if you're one of those Dysons, right?
Yeah.
All the dirt and the crumbs and everything, like...
Shem, that sucks. Get it?
That's all you, man. It's going into you.
But I'm clean. I'm clean though.
I don't know.
Hey, can you be a bed?
That's not a tool.
That's not a tool though. Household Jesus. Tool, man.
Mm. All right, sticking with coffee machine.
Coffee machine.
Nazim says here, would you rather have a good cry to get everything out of your system, or a really good laugh that you're in pain?
Oh,
that's a good question.
Always laugh.
Yeah, I'm gonna still say laugh.
Yeah,
I don't want to be.
But sometimes, like, laughing's amazing. Don't get me wrong, but there are sometimes where a cry feels really good.
I agree. I do. I'm not.
But then you're all congested, and your eyes are puffy, and it takes you a while for your face to go back normal. And
yeah,
right,
yeah. Yeah, it's not cool.
I'd rather laugh.
Here, look at this bike, Mocha. Come here and look at this bike. Mine was black though. Look at this thing.
That looks like an old ass bike.
Shut up. You don't remember those? Kids in your neighborhood didn't have those?
No.
Way. No?
No. That is a very old bike.
It's the Raleigh Rampart, if anybody's listening to this right now. But there was a black version, and I can't remember who made the black version, but the black version was just so much cooler than the red version. And we got the black ones. But yeah, that was probably the coolest gift. I loved that bike.
Were you guys
man.
Like the envy of all the other kids in your neighborhood, or did other kids in the neighborhood have that bike
no,
as well?
No, only one or two other kids did. Well, because here's the thing, right, is that I didn't even know that this bike existed. All I wanted, right, was a BMX. When BMXs were introduced into the world with like the back pegs so you could like double a friend around, this stuff. I only wanted a BMX with like the gooseneck and 360 bar, all of this stuff. And I never got it. My parents couldn't afford like one of those. So, but I did get this bike, right? And I got this bike right around the same time kids were getting BMXs, and I loved this bike. But this thing weighed like 200 pounds. Like this was a heavy,
like a heavy bike.
You couldn't do any tricks on this bike, right? So I quickly realized that you couldn't do anything on the bike. And then I still wanted a BMX, never got the BMX. So I took the tank off this and I tried to make it look like a BMX. So for like a month, I was the envy because nobody had seen these bikes before.
Yeah.
And then after that month wore off, it was like, no, I'm just a kid with the giant bike.
Yeah, with the heavy bike.
Yeah.
We go back to the phones. Hello, Hannah Montana. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Wow.
Hi, guys. Oh, I'm so excited to be on the show.
Well, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for joining us. What would you like to ask the room?
So my question is, if you, Mocha, Roz, and Maury were on in a boy band, what positions would you be? Like, who would you be in that band?
Oh, like, what would our sort of character roles be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you mean boy band, like your traditional, like, Backstreet Boys, New Kids, where they sing and dance? Or boy band similar to Jonas Brothers, where each one of them plays an instrument as well?
I kind of thought the instrument one, because it's three of you, and that would be a little bit easier, but never mind.
But the character, the characters aren't as defined.
Oh, because I assumed I'd be the cute one.
The cute one? No. Okay, name a boy band. Okay, who's...
Like New Kids on the Block.
So I was going to say Hanson.
No,
but they all play instruments.
Yeah, that's a band. We're talking boy band, like four or five
like
guys
Boys.
That just stand up there and sing.
Yeah, New Kids, Backstreet.
Okay, hold on here.
Backstreet.
What about BTS?
Boys. No, there's like too many of them. Okay, so you would be in Backstreet Boys. See, I don't remember their names.
See, I'd be Nick Carter.
You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
You'd be Kevin.
Roz would be Howie.
No, you're bad at this. First of all, I wish I could play the game, but I don't know who any of these guys are. I don't know any of their
names.
Okay,
hold on.
Names.
Who are you looking up?
You would be... Okay, hold on here. Oh, I got their pictures now. No, Maury, you would definitely be Brian.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Brian Luttrell?
Yeah. You would definitely be Brian Luttrell.
I'd argue that. I'm more, the Nick, the young...
No, you are... your choices, Maury, are Brian or Howie.
Okay, then Brian.
Yeah. Which then leads me to believe, to change my answer, to say that you are, in fact, Howie.
Who is our creepy manager again? That's who more
Ron Perlman.
Be. Yeah. Perlman.
Oh, no.
Was it Perlman? Ron Perlman?
No, not Ron.
No, Ron Perlman's the actor.
Yeah, it was
somebody
something.
Perlman.
Lou Perlman.
Yeah. Okay, so Maury is Howie.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got Nick Carter, Kevin Richardson, and AJ McLean.
You're AJ. Definitely Roz is AJ.
Nah.
Because the nail polish, all that, the rocker look.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I don't know, because Kevin was that same kind of thing. I think Mocha's definitely Nick Carter.
What?
Yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Mocha's definitely Nick Carter. For sure.
So who do we say Maury is? Maury is Brian?
No, Howie.
Oh, Howie. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to say...
Maybe you want to be Brian.
I don't want to be Brian.
You're AJ McLean.
First of all...
No, because then nobody's like really going to be paying attention to you. You can just do your thing.
No. First of all, I'm looking at this picture of Brian Luttrell. It's literally the first time I've ever seen this man in my entire life. I didn't even know he was in a band.
Haven't you interviewed him?
What's that?
Haven't you interviewed him?
Oh, yeah, of course I have.
I still don't know. Brian can make it.
So I guess AJ strikes me as short, though. So I'm going to say I'm the Kevin.
You're Kevin?
I don't know. Is that a problem? Who's more popular, Kevin or AJ?
AJ?
I think AJ's more popular than Kevin.
Okay, okay, let's do NSYNC now.
Okay.
Oh, I'm Justin.
No, you're not?
No, actually, sorry. No, I'm Lance Bass.
What do you think, Hannah? No, Maury's definitely Joey Fatone.
Yeah, Maury's totally Joey
Yeah,
Fatone.
I agree.
I thought Lance, because then he came out.
No.
That doesn't, Joey.
That doesn't define everything about you.
Oh, Rod's got to be Chris.
No,
Chris,
I am not Chris.
Why not? There's Come no on. Way. Just be Chris.
No. I would be JC, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be my persona.
All right, I guess then that leaves me as being Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I think that you would be Justin Timberlake. Maury is... Joey Fat Patrick. let's combine the
okay,
two
let's
there.
Do more. Let's do New Kids on the Block.
Okay, New Kids.
I think I'm definitely Donnie.
New Kids. Okay. So you think you're Donnie?
Yeah, I'm definitely
Mocha?
Donnie Wahlberg.
You think so, eh? I see you more as Danny.
Really?
Danny maybe.
No
maybe
way.
Not.
Maybe.
No, I don't think you're Donnie, Mocha.
No, I'm definitely Donnie.
No.
Well, who am I then?
No, I think that you're either Jonathan or Jordan.
Oh,
really?
I'm Jordan.
Yeah,
no.
No, you're not Jordan.
You're not Jordan.
No.
You could be Danny.
Yeah, Maury, you're Danny.
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, you're Danny Wood.
Yeah, you're Danny Wood.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. You're a new
kid. This game ain't fun.
Yo, Hannah, I hope that was as fun for you as it was for us. That was a great question. Thank you.
It definitely was. Oh, my God, I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I've been listening for, like, I don't know how long.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite, though?
No. No, I know this question gets asked. Fuck. I got to go with Roz.
Thanks.
You're picking AJ?
No, it's okay.
Well, what'd you say?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you don't even have to say why. I'm not going to quiz you.
I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to ask. I like both of you, and I like Roz a little bit better.
You are wonderful. Thank you very much for taking part in the podcast today.
Thank you guys so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Megan says here, what phrase reminds you the most of each other? Example, when I think of Roz, I hear, quote, my problem is this. And when I think of Mocha, I think, quote, that's what she said.
Interesting.
See, Roz now to me is more.
Yes, that's a good one. Whenever we do the news, Roz says, where are we here? Right, that makes me think of Roz. And then also, I'll tell you my problem. Well, I'll tell you what my problem is.
Because I have
a
lot of problems.
Yeah, my problem with is this.
Yeah, I got a lot of problems with a lot of things.
Where are we here?
Listen, you got to have catchphrases, man. You're going to work in show business. You got to have catchphrases.
How will we put that on a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Where are we here? I think would have to be on the front. And then where are we here would have to be on the back.
Yeah.
Trademark, by the way, everybody.
I hope that's in your book, by the way.
No.
That's what you should have named it. Where are we here? Roz Watson memoir.
Could you imagine? Maury's, I'm trying to think of what Maury's would be. Like, are we talking specifically on the show or in life?
I'd say on the show.
It would have to be on the show, right?
Maury really doesn't have like a catchphrase. He wheezes, right? Uh-huh. Like he has a lot of sounds.
That's Maury's signature sound.
Yeah, Maury
right?
has a lot of sounds, but I don't know if you have a quotable sort of, you know, catchphrase or something that you say.
Well, anytime Maury goes,
Well, I used to have one. I guess it would be like, how are you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you stopped that.
Why did you stop?
Because COVID. So then now with red carpet's picking
up
again.
No, but you stopped before COVID, though.
Uh-huh.
You really did.
When you started, when you would interview celebrities, you would say their name and then you would say, how are
you?
Yeah. Cause
and then you stopped.
No, and I put thought into like with the film fest coming up, I got to do it again.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All
right, sure.
I'm really not fighting that hard for it.
That's all I got.
Yeah, cool if you do, cool if you don't, whatever. Okay, Katie says here, is there any career out there that you would advise your kids against pursuing?
Oh, there's so many.
Maybe entertainment?
Yeah, I mean, because in order for it to be a career, you are either going to be broke and working another job, which is then fine, or you're going to be successful, right? Like, yeah. So would I advise somebody from trying something? No. What career would I would sort of steer my kid in a direction that was, like, let's say if she went to university and wanted to take like a history thing or some I don't even know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my god, dude, like, what are you doing? Like what are you going to do with that? Unless you want to be a teacher.
I was
right?
just going to say a history professor, a history teacher.
And even then, I would tell my kid to just, you don't want to be a college professor.
Yeah.
You're going to be miserable. Not that all college professors are miserable at all, but it's just not like, I don't know. There's better things out there, I guess. Something that is definitely something that's like low wage, high stress. Like I wouldn't want my kid to get a job and be like, oh, I can do this forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Completely
like,
get it.
Like
yes,
I think that like what I would sort of steer her away from was latching onto something too soon where she didn't then give herself the opportunity to like reinvent mm-hmm. or change or grow or whatever it is. Like, I think that that's the only thing that I would sort of maybe, now that I think about it, sort of steer her away from is deciding too young what she wants to be.
Yeah.
Right. Because I think that that's a problem for people. I still know, believe me, man, I was in high school and I found a factory that paid great money to do shift work.
Yeah.
And had things not gone certain ways within, I'm talking the span of like 12 months of my life.
Yeah.
There's a chance that I would be one of those guys who's still there. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but because it was so appealing when I was young, I was making more money than anyone I knew.
Yeah. The benefits, all of that. That's how they hook you though.
And
right?
That's hard to walk away from.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why you see some of these people who've worked at a factory, at a plant, whatever, 30, 35 years. Right?
And there's nothing wrong with that. No, I'm telling you, I don't want people to think that kind of hard work, that there's anything wrong with it, because that's most of everybody in my entire family. But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I was ready at that moment in my life to say, this is what I'm going to be doing forever. Because at that moment, it felt so good.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know anything about other, you know, industry to say definitively to my son, don't go down that path for these reasons.
Right. Oh, I think that if my kid decided to get into politics, but she had completely opposite views than I did, I think that would drive me nuts.
Oh, yeah. Hope she doesn't hear it.
Yeah.
Because if she's just as petty as you are, out of spite.
I know. We'd never speak. Obviously, you don't want your kid to be a sex worker, right? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with sex workers, but I'm saying, like, would I dissuade it? Like, if she came to me and said, hey, you know, I got a friend who's doing this thing and pulling, you know, G's on weekends, I'd be like, hey, listen, maybe that's not the best life, right? Maybe it's a tough life. Being a sex worker is a tough life for people. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you don't want to go down that road.
Hey, let me show you this movie called Zola.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's tough for people, right? You know, I think of Charlie Sheen when, you know, he got all that backlash when his daughter came out, when she turned 18 and got an OnlyFans. I would feel like, and I know you shouldn't, but I would feel like I failed, you know, like in some way, like if my kid at 18 was like, all right, and here we go.
Because you know what OnlyFans is, and you know the people who subscribe to to that website or to those people, right?
Bro, when people do OnlyFans the day they turn 18, the thing that kills me, right, as a parent is, okay, you turn 18, you sign up for OnlyFans, but how long has this been your plan? Since you were like 16?
Probably. Yeah, absolutely.
So at 16, you were like, this is what I want to do. 15?
Maybe.
Were you thinking about this at 15?
Maybe.
Right? With the getting the
or
countdown
maybe when
on?
Maybe when they were 17
and
it was like,
know?
Hey, in a year, the countdown starts now, in a year I could sign up for OnlyFans.
Right, yeah. So I would, you know, I would, you know, advise against that kind of stuff. Because again, it's a hard life and you don't want to do anything that's gonna screw you up. And I mean like people don't mind going permanent with things because everything is permanent now.
For sure.
There's a freeing. There's a younger generation where they're like a whole lot more free with things, where they just don't care, mm-hmm. right? Like they'll just do OnlyFans for a while and not care how it affects them later on in life.
Yeah.
Or even if it would affect them later on in life. I don't even know. Maybe we're at a point now of where, you know, you can...
It doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. Like, you can have an employee who also does OnlyFans and people don't get fired. I understand the stories we read are teachers that get fired because they have OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Right? Parents finding it. Oh, my God. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ronaldo says here, real Christmas tree or fake Christmas tree? Which do you guys prefer and why?
Fake.
Yeah, same.
See, I like real Christmas trees for the smell and all that, but I like how, and this is stupid, but fake Christmas trees, there's memories attached to them. And that's what I like.
I just like the simplicity and ease of a fake Christmas tree. We've had real Christmas trees. I didn't get my first real tree until Jenna and I met. And we went like, I think, 2 or 3 years, and it's so much
maintenance. Wasn't there a year where you killed the tree?
There was 1 year that the tree got destroyed. We killed it.
Because you water it, right?
No, the base for it, because you're supposed to water it, right?
Right.
And the base for it had rusted out, and all the water leaked onto our hardwood floor.
Right, you were on the floors and the tree.
Yeah. And this was like, I don't know, it was a huge tree, too.
Yes.
And this was like days before Christmas, and then when we got rid of the tree, Jenna was like, well, I need a tree in the house, or else it doesn't feel like Christmas, so... Her mom had like their grandma's tree in the basement that was in a box.
Yeah.
And it was the tiniest tree. And we still tried to load it up with all of our decorations. And it was the worst. It was hideous.
I'm going
fake Christmas tree all day. Yeah.
We still have at the cottage the Christmas trees up.
What?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
In the summer?
Yeah. All
year. With the decorations and everything?
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. It's white.
And the lights?
It's white. Yeah. It's like a pre-lit tree. There's not a lot of decorations. And the decorations that are on it aren't Christmas decoration per se.
Sure.
Like there's a lot of sort of amber colored glass ones and this kind of stuff.
Does it ruin the whole looking forward to thing?
No, because it's just we put it up one year and just left it. And
Catherine, how long ago?
I think it's been up now for like two full Christmases.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you're committed now. It would just look weird if it wasn't there.
It would. And Catherine was like, oh, my God, we should totally take it down. And we had to do a photo shoot at the cottage for the book last week. And the photographer came over. And it was one of my jobs was to take down the Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
Right? And I just didn't get around to it.
Uh-huh.
And then the photographer came over and was like, oh, my God, we're definitely doing one there. Right?
Oh,
and
no. And Catherine was like, so pissed. You had one job, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then I like it, right? Like, and even when we're sitting down, like as soon as the sun goes down and, you know, we're getting we all curl up on the couch to watch a movie. Like I walk over and turn the Christmas tree on because I like it. It's super pretty and it always makes me happy. Uh-huh. Like having a Christmas tree in a room always makes me happy.
Well, it's part. I feel like you can't get rid of it. It's part of the aesthetic.
Mariah does the same thing.
Does she?
She has one up year round.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Well, and on this one, it's a dumb question. Would you, and the person didn't even give their full name. It was just an initial, the letter A. All right. Would you rather swim in a pool of maple syrup or M&Ms?
M&Ms.
M&Ms.
Well, because it's dry.
First of all, you wouldn't be able to, you would just sink if you jumped into a giant pool of M&Ms.
Yeah. It would be like a ball pit, but with mini balls.
Yeah.
Right. That would hurt too.
And maple syrup. It's so thick, like there's no way you could even swim through that. No.
You can't breathe in maple syrup.
Maple syrup's disgusting, first of all.
You would drown in that.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, it would be a horrible death. Drowning by maple syrup.
Drowning in gross.
Your eyes. No. M&Ms. Hey, I discovered that I always thought. I always thought that my favorite thing, because I don't, I don't eat candy. I don't eat anything else. I always thought that I used to put peanut M&Ms in the fridge because I liked them better that way.
Okay.
Okay. And so Catherine buys me peanut M&Ms and she puts them in the fridge. And I don't know if they change the way that they make M&Ms or anything else, but if you put M&Ms in the fridge, then take them out of the fridge, when they start coming back up to room temperature, the color melts off them.
Really?
Yeah, I like.
Are
if you
sure? If you put them in my fridge all the time.
If you put them on a white plate and let them come back up to room temperature and swirl the plate around, all the color on the M&Ms will leave a big giant design on the plate.
Oh wow!
They don't go back to their natural state, and they're ruined after that. Then they all get stuck together in the bag. But I always remember
it's the humidity in your house.
No, it comes right out of the fridge and onto a plate. And when you touch them, they're sticky.
I've never put M&Ms in the fridge.
You haven't, huh?
Never.
No?
Is it with all or just peanut M&Ms?
I only eat peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. All. That's the rule in our house. They have to go in the fridge.
Everything.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just it's hot chocolate.
Yeah, I put all the chocolate in the fridge, too. Always
wow.
do.
Yeah.
Peanut butter cups are the best in the fridge.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, now I want to try Roz's science experiment.
Try it. Go buy peanut M&Ms, stick them in the fridge, and then take them out, leave them out for, a couple minutes, or even you don't even have to, just crack the bag, and you'll feel them when you touch them. Like, you'll put your hand in, and you'll start sort of feeling around, and you'll realize that, like, one, they don't feel like they normally do, right? And they're sticky. Shut up. And then if you put them on a plate, the plate gets ruined.
It still tastes good.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of your questions. Every week we post on Instagram at Kiss925. Ask Roz and Mocha. This is where we get your questions from. And two of you will join us on future episodes of the podcast. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss925 app.